What other kinds of management lessons or management philosophy can you tell me about your company? What would you like? We're looking at various people's management philosophies and trying to understand how to manage a technological business better. What other lessons could we draw from your company that we haven't talked about already?
Well, I think the key is a budget system. When we are writing the budget for next year, assessing the talent and the capacity of each group, and agreeing on which level of sales and which level of profit. That's really the key. If you impose too much sales, too much profit, then the manager is going to end up writing no achievable budget, and they self-destroy themselves. Mm-hmm. If the manager is writing easily achievable things, that person doesn't really work. And if you look at other people, same size, making more profit, more sales, then you look foolish. So I typically assess that the next year's goal is always 10%, a little bit more than last year. And I'm giving that division appropriate assistance, financial support, personnel support, human support, sales support. That's really, I mean, so-called distributed computing, kind of. Not the workstations, but local network connecting together, kind of. It's a united company, a united division. Is my concept. And I have learned that if you are going to horizontally diversify, the key is how you are going to create a system which react in real time the changes of the market. You cannot make every division by yourself. Then you have to really delegate. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to delegate? My style is delegating execution. But I don't delegate budget. It's a consensus between that general manager and myself. And as long as I don't agree, that division doesn't start business. And the person is not doing good business for 3-4 years. Then I say change. Because he violated the promise for 3 years. That's the system. But point is, if we are going to do some long-term investment, like 5-year or 6-year development project, mm-hmm. that's another issue that we create a separate research units, set the money, and do it differently.
Yes.
But the key is we can make money not doing high tech stuff. Mm-hmm. The best is to make money is do low tech stuff. Mm-hmm. By selling same better profit margin by selling notebook than selling magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So the company should have one part, the revenue generator. The company, in the other hand, should have